The following message is a paid ad of the Chicago Bar Association, not intended as legal advice.
Immigration enforcement is disrupting the lives of U.S. families. In this political climate, it is essential that non-citizens know their rights. I'm Lindsay Wunrow, chair of the Chicago Bar Association's Immigration Law Committee. Non-citizens have the right to remain silent and the right to request to see an immigration judge. Seek advice from a licensed attorney or accredited representative. While notaries may offer legal advice at a reduced cost, they are not licensed to practice immigration law and often cause irreparable harm.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Want to get fit while helping kids who have cancer? Join Team One Step. We support Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services and are now forming teams for four different events. Our new month-long Step Challenge, the walker-friendly Chicago Half Marathon, or 5K, and the sold-out Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Team One Step will give you the motivation and tools to get fit and help change the life of a child with cancer by sending them to camp. Join Team One Step and become a hero to a kid with cancer. Sign up now or learn more at teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220. Need to learn more.
Welcome to the Taz Show with multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, award-winning podcaster, and morning show host on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Taz, and we like it all in the world of sports entertainment, wrestling, and beyond with special guests and more. Listen anytime on demand at radio.com. This show will always rock you to the core with strong opinions from yours truly. It's body-slamming excitement, I promise you. Download and subscribe to the Taz Show on the new radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, Ryan Pacey, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Bears. Am I wrong in saying that Cordero Patterson might be the most important addition of the offseason just because he's something you haven't had before? This is a different piece, and obviously it's a kick returner and it's field position, but it's also something that Matt can have fun with.
Yeah, I think for when we make personnel moves, for us to be right and accurate, we have to be on the same page with our coaches, because you know those guys have to be utilized the right way. And CP was probably one of the guys we discussed most in the offseason because he's so versatile and there's so many different things he can do: kick returner, running back, receiver, slot. There's so many things he can do. So with Matt's creativity, it made us feel really good about that investment.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy. How did you evaluate your first season in terms of areas where you feel like you can improve, year 1 to year 2?
Sure, it's a good question. First of all, I'm really proud of our coaches from last year coming in and really trusting in me and Ryan and the relationship that we formed to build this culture. That's the very first thing we wanted to do is we said, listen, we got to build this culture from the ground up. How do you do that? Well, you do that with bringing in good people that fit our identity that we wanted to have. So we did that in the offseason last year. We got to the season. We started out, you know, we had the tough loss against the Packers. What a fun way to start your career, you know, in Lambeau with the lead and ended up losing to Aaron Rodgers like that. And that's crushing. But we learned from it. That made us a better team the rest of the year.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Chicago Wolves hosts opening night on Saturday. First 5,000 fans inside the Allstate Arena receive a Western Conference Championship banner courtesy of Jewel Osco. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Radio.com Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! You want us to blow up the clubhouse?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Thank you for listening, most of all.
Yes, that means a ton to us. Thanks to Dustin.
Hey, we have enough. We always have enough of dust.
Where'd that voice come
and
from?
Thanks. Yeah, I haven't heard Tibbs in a while. And thank you, Kevin, for playing that.
I do that all the time, usually on purpose.
He does. He plays those things on purpose. And, oh,
and
Ray,
ant farm in the back
Ray
there.
So great to have you back, buddy. We missed you.
With Adam Ant as part of it.
And Adam Ant. And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein.
Okay.
Morning, guys.
Morning, fellas.
How about news conference Tuesday in Chicago? Wasn't that something special?
Yeah. So much going on yesterday.
What was the best news conference? What was your favorite moment of the three news conferences? I'm including the Bulls. And I really enjoyed the Bulls.
I assume that it was something that was said at the Bulls press conference. If only I'd heard it.
You didn't pay any attention to it.
I went back and read through some of the highlights. We were working.
Yeah,
we were here. There were other bigger, newsier things to do. I was a little surprised, honest to God, that they didn't move in a day.
Really?
No.
They're
locked in.
I said I was a little surprised.
They're locked in.
I was a little surprised that they didn't move in a day.
They're locked in, and not having everybody focus so much on every word that is said there probably isn't the worst thing in the world for the Bulls.
My favorite thing is continuing to watch Paul Sullivan ask the same question about why did you get rid of Joe Maddon? And the answer from Theo Epstein in long form and in short form was because I wanted to.
Essentially, that's the answer. That's in he said it a lot more expansive than that, and a lot more eloquently than that.
But that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's what it comes
down to. He wants a different manager for this team because the culture and style and vibe. Yeah, this is one thing you can do when you want to make major changes to your organization. One thing you do is you change a manager.
Yeah, and frankly, I thought it was, poor Theo in a certain extent, because I respect him. I love him. We know he's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. And now we're going to have to hold people accountable. Like you, anything you say about your new guy is dissing your old guy.
He said that too.
He's aware of it. Yes.
He said, before I start listing the attributes of what I'm looking for in a manager, I know you can interpret this, or you might interpret this as a list of things that the previous manager lacked. It is not that. Do not interpret it that way. Like
How else do you interpret it?
Of course. The number of knots into which Theo had to twist himself and you go through these different logical tunnels, it's just clear he wants some new aspects of this team, and the manager's one of the things he wants different because it isn't good enough. And frankly, last year he said, we need more of this, more of this, more of this, more of this, and he got none of it. And they were stupid, and they were...
Well, he did get some of it, though. I mean, he demanded that Joe Maddon be a different Joe Maddon, and during spring training he was. And I think that you saw examples of that, but what ultimately was... He was still Joe Maddon.
He wanted more intensity. He wanted more accountability. He wanted more individual attention, and none of it manifested itself.
We know that that's not enough, right? Whether it was Joe changing some, that wasn't enough. Whether it's a new voice with a new set of, I don't know, accountability or something like that next season, that's not going to be enough either. They understand that this team has to fundamentally change.
They were the same players. He wanted to change everything.
I think getting hung up, but the only
difference between last year's 71-minute press conference and this year's 81-minute press conference with a theme of accountability was 10 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
This one was longer.
He wasn't as angry this year. Last year he was seething.
Yeah.
And I think this year, because of the finality of it, because of the completeness of the collapse, this had more of a resignation.
He can't afford to be as angry this year.
Right.
He's hiring a new manager. What are you so mad about?
Yeah.
He needs the benefit of the doubt.
She's pissed
back.
Off.
Yeah. I think it was because he had done it before, too. I mean, this was the second time he'd done essentially this press conference.
The difference was, and I thought one of the most important things in it is when he talked about what we all know and we all talk about, which is the fact that there's a 2-year period of player control. So did you take that to mean that if they do tap into the so-called core four or whatever and make a trade, they have to get something back that helps them immediately? Or, I mean, how do you rebuild your minor league system by using the actual roster if you have to now win within 2 years? There is a conflict inherent in the idea of a 2-year window coupled with we got to rebuild
everything. There has been. It's a continuation of the inherent conflict between urgency, accountability, and the Joe Madden ethos. That's ever since last year, it was an obvious conflict that is ongoing here. It's a very difficult needle to thread.
It is difficult, but there are a lot of baseball teams who have done it and done it successfully. There are teams who have dealt bigger pieces for a number of smaller ones and kept themselves alive in a window and gotten themselves better. There's elite teams in baseball that have top 10 farm systems all at the same time. Look at the Astros. Yep. Look at the Dodgers. There are ways to do that kind of thing. Look at the Yankees, for God's sake. I mean, let's not leave them out. And then you've got a couple other National League teams who are all finding themselves in similar spots.
Look at the Cubs. They don't have that. They don't have an elite farm system. Far from it. And they do have a two-year window.
Right. And I think you can operate those two things separately. Like, you've moved Jason McLeod to a different position. You'll have a brand new voice when it comes to drafting and developing players.
Director of hitting, director of pitching.
They'll hire whatever driveline guys are willing to go work for an organization, fist bump and a Red Bull chug. Like, that's where they're headed. That's where baseball's headed, so they'll go to keep up. I think the much more fascinating thing about this team isn't necessarily who they hire as manager next, because it's going to be the same guy as, you know, Hinch or Green or Ross or whatever. It's how they adjust this roster and how they fill out some of the depth, too. They need their Paul Goldschmidt trade. They need to be on the Arizona Diamondback side of a Paul Goldschmidt deal. They need to win deals. That's what Theo said.
Well, he did say that yesterday, so they did not win enough deals.
They have to win deals, and they didn't win enough of them.
The first 5 years of the rebuild, they stopped winning deals, and that is contributing to this as much as anything.
Well, absolutely.
That's why I don't want the Sox to trade with them.
Yeah. Speaking of winning, I have to say this, as the resident, still extant meatball Bears fan here, there are few things, as a sports fan, there are few things in our lives more satisfying that when your NFL team lines up against another NFL team and beats the piss out of them, that is so much fun to watch. And they absolutely, even with all the weirdness going on with the Bears right now, that's a bunch of no names. Like, okay, we're going to stand over there and just punch them in the mouth over and over again. God, that was fun.
Yeah, I wonder if this Chuck Pagano, we haven't talked about this enough, this aggressiveness, and David, you can address this. Playing defense, emotion matters on defense. It doesn't help you so much on offense, but on defense, if you get everybody kind of in a rabid state,
that's a high motor, man.
You got a lot of guys on that are coming downhill and whacking people in the face. And again, it worked that team wanted to be a running team. It worked in your favor but don't you think that you're not playing any kind
when you see guys who have no reputation to speak of playing at a higher level for whatever reason, usually that reason can be tied to motivation. And that motivation comes from somewhere. So maybe it's self-motivation, but a lot of times it comes from coaching. And this Bears team is as well coached defensively as you're going to find, not only in schematic, the ways that they're lining up and what they're doing and blitzes and that, but they are seldom caught at a letdown mentally. And that is all about preparation, motivation, and that defensive line especially. These guys are getting to the ball in a bad mood. A lot of that's Khalil Mack, but a lot of that is just getting to that point where, you know, that's why Pagano on the sidelines is a thing. And it's a thing that's working for the Bears right now. So that's the right place for him to be.
And what I liked is how in that particular run scheme, in a zone scheme, an outside zone scheme, where the linemen are generally taking a choreographed passive step. They are not firing off the ball. They are either bucket stepping or moving laterally.
Just hit them as hard as humanly possible. They never
got to the second level of their blocks, because the second level of the Bears defense was in their gaps, scraping over everybody, beating everybody to the spot. If they want to try that dainty little run game, sure, he sticks a foot in the ground, he makes the cut. He can't make the cut when the guy in front of him is on his damn heels.
That play where the linebacker comes down and takes Delvin Cook
Kwiatkowski?
And lays him into the quarterback, that's that's a dream play in football. And there were a couple of special team hits where you're just like, oh my God. Like, there was that
Kwiatkowski
passion
play
to it.
Do you remember the regular season game when the Bears played the Patriots? I think they did. They played the Patriots in the regular season in 85, did they not? Early on, before they met them in the Super Bowl, Hampton did that. Hampton hit a lineman and hit the lineman so hard. There's got to be video of it somewhere. And just knocked the quarterback down like a bowling pin using
it's
the offensive lineman.
I said that to David. When I went back and watched the game, you know, watching the game, I knew the Bears had dominated. But watching it the second time, all you study, it was like, oh, my God, did they win the line of scrimmage? They were knocking people crazy. And I haven't seen that since 85. I haven't seen a team that attacked like that and really was like rabid dog. It's, you know, they always talk about you got some dog in you, you got to be a dog. This was infected with disease.
Yeah.
And I have lost my mind. It was like watching World War Z, you know, with the cannibals coming at you. It was awesome.
They played the Patriots in week 2.
It was in that game. And it was something there. We always talk about, you know, baseball. You can't play baseball harder. And it's, you know, fans like, you know, they look flat. That is one aspect of sports. Football defense. That is one aspect where you can do it harder. And when everybody on the team is doing it for an entire game, that's really fun.
All right, we're going to have to get out of here and put a hat on someone if this keeps up. What have you today?
We have baseball. We've got football. Paul Charchian is going to optimize your rosters for fantasy at 10. Kevin Fishbane on the Bears beat at 10:20. Midday Midway at 10:40. Sage Rosenfels talking quarterbacking and X's and O's. In studio today. He is in town. He's going to be with us in studio, and we got a lot of Theo stuff, a lot of Cubs postmortem to start.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. The final regular season numbers are in, and according to sportsbusiness.com, Major League Baseball suffered its worst attendance in 16 years. Total attendance was 68,490,000, which is down 1.7% from last season, and it's the sixth decline in 7 years. Stadium attendance is down a whopping 14% from its height in 2007. There are many theories behind this dip. The simplest is that not only are games longer, yet less action-packed than ever before, but there's also a huge competitive imbalance. While this month's focus will be on the 10 playoff teams, there were also 10 teams that lost at least 90 games. Nonetheless, baseball, with its payroll-slashing spree, experienced record revenues, and that major disconnect from the ballpark realities may ultimately come back to bite this game in the you-know-where. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Napa know-how. I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can pre-order my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations limited time only.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install carpets, heating and cooling systems, sheds, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Thanks for
for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Ryan Pacey, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Bears. We're down in Bourbon A.
A year ago at this time, when you walked onto, you know, training camp and it was your fourth season, you had a new coach. You had a lot of uncertainty, and you, let's face it, there was a lot of skepticism surrounding the Chicago Bears. That doesn't exist anymore. In one season with 12 victories, it all sort of vanished. How different is this training camp this time around?
David, it's a completely different feel. The culture and the chemistry of this team, and led by our head coach, good things are happening right now. And I think for a combination of reasons, one of them is the development of a lot of our younger players is getting better and better. Obviously, Coach Nagy and the culture that's been established under him. So it's a good feeling right now. We know we got a lot of work to do, but the culture and the chemistry of this team, the young talent we have on this team, and led by our head coach. Good things are happening right now.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Boomer Esiason.
You know, I always thought that Dan Marino has like a PhD in the NFL. Like, you put him on a football field, he just looks right, he feels right. It's his place of comfort, and it just looked different than everybody else. And I would say the same thing about Patrick Mahomes this generation. Peyton Manning was the same way. Like, they just feel so comfortable on the field, processing all of it under the high pressure, the psychological pressure, the anxiety, you know, sometimes makes players do stupid things on the field. I think Mitch is more than bright enough to be able to play at a very high level and to absorb an entire playbook, but it hits everybody at a different moment. You know, like, I'll never forget my rookie year. I thought I was the dumbest guy on the football field. I had no clue to what the hell I was doing.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
KB scares me.
Come on.
So he is just that nice.
He's the nicest human in the world.
Right. He can't be that nice all the time.
He apologizes for getting mad.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Eddie Jackson.
Our front seven is not like most of the NFL. It's one of a kind. So when you go up against these guys, you know, you got Mac, you got Danny, you got Akeem, you got Eddie, you got Lynch that going to come in and make a play. You got Zell, you got Roquan, you got just guys everywhere.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Sure, the idea of maybe failing to win a playoff series was out there. Or, God forbid, having to play in the wild card game. That was out there.
Coming up short is different from soiling yourself.
That's unbelievable.
That's another t-shirt we have.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Hot of Charmin.
There may be moves that everyone's saying, this guy's not getting traded. You're just not trading this guy. Don't say that. You don't understand how upset Theo Epstein is about this situation right now and how desperate he is to reclaim being the best team, being the best organization. In my mind, I can see scenarios where pretty much anyone but Javi and Rizzo get traded. Now, when you do that, it's dangerous. They need to nail every move because of the front office changes, because of the managerial changes, because of the on-the-field changes that we all expect. It's so critical to be right when you make these moves. So if you're trading a big name like Chris Bryant, like Wilson Contreras, you have to make sure that you nail the move. So it's going to be critical. Every single decision they make, they have to trust all the eyes that they have and all the data that they have that they're making the right move.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Paul Charchian of fanball.com will help you with the fantasy waiver wire at 10. Got some Bears questions in there as well, obviously, with a quarterback change. Yeah. Everything that's going on there. Kevin Fishbane will break down the Bears victory. One of the more entertaining and satisfying Bears victories that I can remember in a while. And what a coaching win. We're going to get to all the weirdness with the quarterback and with Roquan Smith, but that just a fantastic job of
coaching.
Yeah,
you get to do a little bit of a Bears Monday today.
Yeah, this is my Bears Monday on a Tuesday because I was revved up. And I'm getting a holiday dinner ready and people are arriving and we're getting out the herring.
Foaming
and
at the mouth.
We've got the gefilte fish and the horseradish and everything. And I'm standing there jumping up and down making gorilla noises in front of the television.
Someone help Dan.
Yeah, I'm throwing things and I'm rah! It was just fantastic. Midday Midway at 10:40 and Sage Rosenfels in studio at 11. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR. The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text? You want to send a sext? Texting! Do it. 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
The Angels are totally hiring Joe Maddon, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
That's happening, right? It's done. It's pretty much a done deal.
Old broad Brad Asmus got himself Renteria.
Yes, he did. Yep. Yes, he did. The Angels practiced Renteria and ousted Asmus.
I don't practice Renteria.
You're welcome. And they ousted Osmus. No, and Maddon is returning. That's nicely what's going to happen. Done. So Maddon gets Shohei Ohtani, Andy gets Mike Trout, and a whole bunch of other bad hitters.
Maybe people will actually take advantage of this newfound Angels publicity to find out who Mike Trout is.
I highly doubt it. They'll get two extra Sunday night games, and that'll be it. Here's my real question, though, before we get to everything else.
Yes.
Tommy La Stella feels what right now?
Ooh.
Horrible? Because maybe his starting job just went away because Joe Maddon only uses him as a pinch hitter.
I don't know. He put himself out there statistically.
All I'm saying is Joe's done some weird stuff. Love him. God go with you. Legend. Should never pay for his own wine in this city. I'm just saying. He's going to the Angels.
When you download the radio.com app, you can stream the Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and station on Facebook, where you can like the 670 The Score page. And guess what? Our prayers have been answered.
They indeed have.
The video feed is back.
You know, Spiegs was in yesterday, and he made an observation that, you know, I told him we pray every morning for the cameras.
Yes.
And I wasn't sure if they were working yesterday. And he said, well, you know, if this happens on the Jewish New Year, I think we know which God won in terms of the prayer war for the Facebook video feed.
That. Is that when it happened?
Looks that way to me. It looks that way to me.
These cameras appear to be working and moving. We were pantheistic. We went to every God we could possibly find.
We were like a West Coast quarterback, just going to every single receiver we could possibly find.
I mean, every God you could name with an Allah, Vishnu, Ganesh,
Cthulhu,
all of them, Zeus,
flying spaghetti monster.
Everyone, but it has worked. And
Zool.
The video feed, you can find it, watch670thescore.com. And Facebook Live. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Rick Camp is on the board. The executioner, Ray Diaz, is in the back doing what he does. But I will tell you, I knew that Theo was going on at 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was driving to the gym, and I figured, okay, I'm going to just sit. I'm going to find my parking space. I'm going to turn off the car, and I'm going to sit for an hour, and I'm going to listen to Theo, because I knew it was going to be at least an hour. I didn't think it was going to be an hour 20. But McNeil and Parkins cut out after about an hour, which is enough. I love the fact that they come back to Parkins, and he's got this stack of reads. He's like, this hour's right, the bottom of the hour's right. I'm like, go get it, Danny P.
Do them all.
Do them all. Touch them all. And it was much more resignation that I heard this year from Theo Epstein. This is where we are. There's no question as to what the size of what they need right now.
Sure, why wouldn't it have been? I mean, this is 2 years now. It's the same press conference twice. I don't think he wanted to have to give that. And three things stood out to me most in that press conference, and really none of them had to do with the manager. And I'm not saying that moving on from Joe Maddon and on to whomever, probably David Ross, is not a story in this part of the Cubs golden era, and whether or not that it will continue to be part of the Cubs golden era. It is. That's a story. But for me, there's really three things. We got two cuts that we're going to play when we come back after the update. It's going to be two of them. But the other one is this, and it's essentially they understand what the window is. How long are they able to keep opening that window, to push that window longer and longer, to extend piece by piece, because that's what it's going to take, piece by piece, their ability to compete for World Series championships. That's more of the conversation. That's a bigger part of the conversation for me after that 81 minutes than who's going to manage this next team.
We're going to get to that on the other side of an update, because Theo, and if you sometimes you listen carefully, and at least for me, going back and reading some of the things he says, I hear different words. I hear words differently
sure.
when I read them after when I hear him speak. And that might just be me, but it's always worth going back and trying to divine some meaning from it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zpack. The Chicago Wolves host opening night on Saturday. The first 5,000 fans inside Allstate Arena receive a Western Conference Championship banner courtesy of Jewel Osco. For tickets, visit chicagowolves.com. Starting with football, the Bears are off to London later this week as they prepare to face the Oakland Raiders on Sunday. Matt Nagy addressed the media yesterday, but was continually evasive on the status of linebacker Roquan Smith.
When did it come to your attention that Roquan's status was in doubt?
Again, I understand. I'm leaving it at that. I'm not getting into anything with Roquan.
Nagy was also evasive on the status of quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, who reportedly dislocated his left shoulder and partially tore his labrum on Sunday. Trubisky very likely out for Sunday's game, but should not need surgery. In football last night, the Steelers blew out the Bengals 27-3. Mason Rudolph threw a touchdown. He was 24-28. The Bengals off to an 0-4 start. In baseball, as the guys will talk about after this update, Theo Epstein addressed the media for well over an hour yesterday, fielding questions about the managerial search, the roster construction, and saying that he does not believe in untouchable players. The National League wildcard game is tonight without the Cubs. The Nationals are hosting the Milwaukee Brewers, Max Scherzer and Brandon Woodruff, the starting pitchers. Finally, in basketball, yesterday was Bulls Media Day. John Paxson made it very clear that he expects this team to compete for the playoffs this season. I'm with you there. Experience the flavors of fall on Lake Geneva at the Abbey Resort and Spa. Enjoy fall dining specials, overnight packages, and spa services. To book your stay, visit theabbeyresort.com. I'm Kevin Zpack, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Your home for Bears Mondays. This is 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Bernstein and McKnight, weekdays 9 to noon here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And yes, Texter, polytheistic more than pantheistic. That is, you're absolutely correct.
What would be the difference
then? Pantheistic means sort of the divine is everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Polytheistic kind of would mean multiple gods.
Pantheistic is like granola, super crunchy, Joshua tree kind of thing. Polytheistic would just kind of be like a buffet table sort of approach.
Cafeteria
okay.
style.
Yeah,
yes.
All right. I get it. Anyway, that's clearly not why you called. Theo Epstein yesterday spent 81 minutes talking about the past, some, and future, mostly, of the Chicago Cubs. And I found it absolutely fascinating. Most Theo press conferences are. And that's not to say that I endorse everything he said. It's not to say that I think he's got the absolute keys to the, you know, to the organization here, to the kingdom. I don't know that that's true. So I'm gonna take you through two different pieces of audio here, and I think there are three things to me that stand out most from that 81-minute press conference. Not many of them have to do with the manager of the Cubs, but one is they have and have had a Cubs way, and the question isn't so much are these players following it, is it good anymore? Is the organization's approach to how to win baseball games still good? How quickly can this organization pivot to get to the cutting edge of baseball? Because a lot of the franchises that are there are also going to play tonight and tomorrow and the next day and for the next handful of weeks. Those guys, those teams, those organizations are there.
How far behind are you asking?
Yeah. And you know, part of this is going to change with prospects. Part of this is going to change with development. And part of it is going to have to change on the major league roster. So who's available? You know, what contracts are out there? What players would be desirable from other teams, and who, Theo, is eligible to bring you back things you need?
I don't believe in untouchables. I never have. I just think there are obviously players who are really hard to move, and you're just doing the organization a disservice if you close it. It's hard enough to engage in trade discussions. Why would you want to create a subset of players that you can't even talk about? So it's that's just something we won't do. And yeah, I think, look, we're open to change. I mean, we're open-minded about this roster. And you know, I expect to have a lot of trade discussions this winter.
Call me.
Yeah.
Call me.
Phone lines are open. 312. You know, yeah. I mean, that's
call me.
It is. It really is. And, you know, I think there are trades that they would be, you know, somewhat foolish to make. I think there are probably trades on the table that they'd be reticent to make. I think there are players that, yeah, he mentioned it a number of times, that a lot of the guys who are on the next Cubs World Series team are part of this roster. You know, he mentioned that over and over again. But in saying that there are no untouchables, that really does open it up for anybody who wants to call. Whether that's a Braves team at the end of the year, you know, once they finish their playoff run, that have a couple of redundant prospects that might be close to major league ready and they need a third baseman. Or whether that's, I don't know, a Diamondbacks team that wants to run things, you know, a little bit closer to the edge and maybe compete with some of the rest of the NL West. There are franchises out there that might be willing to have a conversation about some of your pending free agents in 2021.
Sure, and it isn't necessarily I have to move somebody. Part of this is education of valuation. Part of this is knowing where a phone call starts. Because maybe you don't know until you actually put guys on the market. It's very difficult to understand how your counterparts are looking at your guys. And if you say, ooh, geez, you know, we kind of floated this thing, but there's really not out there what we thought there was
right.
for so-and-so. You know, pick a name. Or, wow, there's way more than we thought we could ever get for this. You don't know until you actually have those conversations.
We mentioned you got to evaluate your own guys. That's the most important part of building a franchise, is making sure that your evaluations of your own players are the correct ones. And that's something he mentioned. You know, maybe they fell in love with their own guys a little bit too much. Maybe they
did.
Trusted.
That's not a maybe.
Just a little bit too much. Yeah,
that's not a maybe.
I think he allowed for that when he was asked what his biggest mistake was in these last couple of years and where he fell short. Still, though, I thought the way they're going to go about hearing some of these phone calls come through are interesting. He was asked, essentially, what's he looking for in trade and how he, through what lens he's kind of viewing some of these.
Sometimes there are deals made where it's more important what you're getting back than what you're giving up, especially if you're dealing from a position with, you know, where you have some quantity. But, you know, it's not, again, I think the focus will be on what we're bringing in and what a player's value is to us, not only for next year, but over the long haul when assessing the trade market. But certainly it's key when players make improvements, if you can in tune with the work that goes on enough behind the scenes to try to have an informed opinion about whether it's real and sustainable or whether it's, you know, more of an illusion. I think, you know, with the majority of our guys, this has been a year where there's been, you know, a lot of targeted work and improving in certain areas, handling certain pitches in certain parts of the strike zone, going back to the minor leagues to work on a certain approach, and a lot of that work has been really fruitful, and you saw the results towards the end of the season with a number of our players.
See, that gets back to what you were saying about how far behind are you, where mm-hmm. you had to use regular season games. You had to have guys fail at some of this to realize what you had to get better at. And Theo said, you know, we talked directly with him about this combination
yep.
of the high fastball, you know, the four-seam fastball up in the zone, tunneled up with a breaking ball, especially the slider, and the difficulty that so many guys have had with that. And that's why Castellanos, when they make a trade, they realize that he can hit in a way that is so valuable right now. But the Astros, the Dodgers, the Yankees, there are some other teams that were doing this already a couple of years ago, realizing where this was going, and the Cubs are caught scrambling in actual games, having to send guys down in this season.
And they can be game planned for. Theo talked about that. They saw the second fewest amount of fastballs last year, the Cubs did. It was 57.4%, and then the next team down, and I can't remember who it was 57.3. People just don't throw them fastballs. They can get guys swinging outside. What that cut also says to me is, we may make a trade that you're not going to like, and you're going to have to look at this from what we're getting back, from the guys that we're going to get. Because the guy we ship out, whether that's Javi or Rizzo or Bryant or Contreras or Lester or Quintana,
are all of them.
them.
Dude, keep going.
Get rid of all of them.
You could make a case for each one just from in a vacuum baseball trade sense, like the math of it. You can make a case for any of them. I wouldn't trade Chris Bryant, but the package out there for Bryant might just be the best one there.
He might be in Twitter jail thanks to the president of India, but he is he is still allowed on these airwaves for now. Bill on Capitol Hill is on the score. What's up, man?
Hello, lad. How's the empire?
It's we're living in interesting times. Let's put it that way.
This guy's gonna tweet his way into the indictment for the Lincoln assassination. This is just awesome. And Connor, thanks for sending me the nudes while I'm in Twitter jail. I do appreciate
anytime,
it.
Anytime. Yeah, I thought they were tasteful.
I baked a cake and put a file in it for you, so good luck.
The bastard banned e-cigarettes, otherwise I'd be much happier. I had a couple of baseball thoughts, lads, each one dumber than the next. But if I'm the Cubs and the White Sox, I'm calling Seattle, who has one of the best farm systems in the country, and I'm going to say, you know, I noticed your star infielder is still in the middle of an 80-game rip for being too steroidy. Have I got a deal for you, right? I mean, like, that just feels like it's, like, right in front of you. But the second thing is, if I'm the – and this is where we get really stupid. If I'm the White Sox, it seems to me that if you're worried not only about sort of making the game more comfortable for the style of ball you're playing, and you're worried about pace of play – so what if you go out there and say, look, we're really proud of having put up the nets to protect our fans, but we don't think it goes far enough, so we're going to expand foul territory by, you know, 10 or 15 feet, right? It seems to me that that would attack the three true outcome guys, right? Because it's going to be a lot harder to work a count if there's a foul out there, and it would put, it seems to me, even more incentive to put the ball in play. Happy Infrastructure Week.
as always. Yeah, I'd have to think about that. I'd have to think about the, you know, because I bet it's been studied. I mean, you can track every ball that's hit.
Just go to Oakland and find out, you know, right? How guys look there versus how they look somewhere else.
How many extra outs would be built into your field, and what would you be giving away in seats, and where's the financial rub there?
I guess first blush, I would imagine ownerships wouldn't do it just because you'd have to change something on the face and they're not going to spend the money to do it. But that's just on the guess.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. We got plenty of football stuff coming your way all show. A very exciting win for a Bears team that at 3-1, having won 3 in a row, has got some weirdness going on and some very uncharacteristic dodginess from Matt Nagy. And I can only think that he's being this way because he has to, not because he wants to. Because
there's a reason.
It just doesn't seem like it's in his nature, but we're going to get into that. And still breaking down a painful end of a baseball season, but the always thoughtful and portentous comments from the president of baseball operations, who is telling you that there's a lot to come.
Still a lot to get to with the Theo Epstein presser yesterday, and of course, Paul Charchian at 10 o'clock today. Special new time to fix your fantasy rosters. It's Burns and McKnight on the score.
Listening to Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score, is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score.
Discover your next opportunity at Amazon. Enjoy a work schedule that fits your life. Text Chicago now to 77088 to sign up for job alerts or apply at amazon.com/Chicago jobs. Amazon's an equal opportunity employer.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations limited time only.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition?
Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install carpets, heating and cooling systems, sheds, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Radio.com Sports presents Big Time Baseball and Big Time Baseball Players Edition. Veteran play-by-play man Josh Lewin and MLB insider John Heyman go around the biggest storylines across the game.
Stroman, when's he going to get traded?
Stroman is going to be traded. I know the Yankees and other teams have inquired.
While former big leaguers Tony Gwynn Jr. and Ben Davis break down the game from a player's perspective.
Carlson, that is a reason why you've seen this Indian team start to play better.
If I'm Cleveland, I'm hanging in there.
Big Time Baseball is available at radio.com/sports and follow along on Twitter at RDC. Sports.
More than ever, we need to laugh. Good thing the radio.com app brings the funny.
Say, man, you left your lights on.
On radio.com, you can listen to your favorite hometown morning show wherever you are, or nonstop stand-up on the Comedy Now channel. Oh. And hilarious podcasts like Curious with John Peck or Idiot with Chris Hardwick. All available 24/7 and all just a click away. So come on, lighten up and laugh a little or a lot. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle, what's the craziest thing that you've seen Javi do?
You know, I would say probably the first time I ever saw him steal home. It was like a bunt or something. Javi went back, catcher threw it to third, and then he like this spun move, and if it was me, I would have just fell on my butt and probably been out. But he like somehow magically turned around, slid in, safe by a mile, you know, like. That's instincts. You know, that's what we always talk about. He has the instinct on the field to have that play already written up in his mind. That those are things that we say, you know, that guy's a ball player. Whenever they have that instinct, and they just let that take over.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BODY to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text BODY to 42424 right now. Text BODY to 42424. That's BODY to 42424.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Is reckoning the wrong word to assign to what's going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to use really boring language on purpose just so I didn't get anything thrown back at me for a year. And also tried to be less verbose. That's hard for me.
That's our new overnight guy, actually. But
we all have our shortcomings. Glad he pointed his out. I refuse to do so.
We said reckoning is a dramatic word. He used it we seized on it because it's a cool word.
Yes, it's both got Western and biblical kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
I like it. I was a big fan all year long.
But that is what it is. He can say what he wants, but what he's telling you, there's going to be changes up and down the organization across the board and nobody's untouchable. That sounds an awful lot like a reckoning to me.
There's going to be change. There's absolutely 100% going to be change. I brought up the Paul Goldschmidt deal that the Diamondbacks and Cardinals did just this last offseason. How well do you remember that? Because I think Cubs fans do remember it, but I think in large part they just remember the Cardinals getting Paul Goldschmidt, a Cubs killer, freaking out for a little while, then spending the first 4 months of the season going, oh, he's not very good. I think we got away with one here. And then, you know, ended up just tightening up the offense, and he was fine toward the end of things, and Colton Wong ended up being much more dangerous than anybody else thought, but that is a better team than they were.
Well, do you subscribe to the rule that the team that gets the best player wins the trade?
I think so.
I think that's a dramatic oversimplification and reduction, especially with baseball trades, because it may take years to find out who the best player is.
So that's the caveat. The trade was this. It was Paul Goldschmidt from the Diamondbacks to the Cardinals for Carson Kelly, a catcher who the Cardinals had no place for because they've anointed Yadier Molina as their catcher until 2055. He played 11 games, had himself a 112 OPS plus, a 1.9 WAR season, a pretty good framer. Watched Carson in the Arizona Fall League a couple years ago. Was a very well thought of prospect, and people love the way he's able to work with a pitching staff. Luke Weaver, kind of up and down again guy, big stuff, pitched 64 innings, pitched fairly well this year. And then Andy Young, kind of an organizational type middle infielder sort of dude, but played and hit really well over two levels last year. That got them pieces, plural. I bring all three names up, not because you have to care about Diamondbacks baseball, but when Theo Epstein says, you have to look at what you're getting in return, and what's important for us is how we're able to kind of supplement what we don't have. They're going to be looking for guys who can handle high fastballs. They're going to be looking for guys who can dictate the strike zone a little bit better. He said all of this stuff over 81 minutes yesterday.
Move the ball a little bit, more bat to ball. And he was asked directly about athleticism. And he said, ideally, you want more of that, but you can't just go for that.
You're looking for guys who fit the description Joe Maddon was giving you for the entirety of the 2019 season.
You know what was weird? When he was asked about pitch framing and the significance of that, and is that going to be a priority? His answer about Contreras, when he said he may not go about it the way others go about it, but he's found a way that works for him, and he's going to keep doing that. And I thought, what? Because I didn't see it.
I thought that must have made Joe Maddon furious.
Yeah, I don't think you get your own way of doing it, because statistically, objectively, he wasn't very good at it. Whatever he's doing isn't working.
I wonder if he just meant catching.
Maybe.
Instead of pitch framing and kind of globalizing it to catching in general. Because I thought, and Sahad of Sharma, who we had on yesterday, was kind of talking about this too. His description of Wilson Contreras as a built-out, tooled-out, it's a very scouty term. He's a tooled-out player who can do all kinds of things with the arm and the athleticism, and he's kind of got his own way of catching down that helps control a running game and maybe makes up for some of the things on the edges.
It's a higher risk, though, because it involves the possibility of throwing a ball into the outfield.
Yeah, could airmail one. Sure, you could knob-lock yourself into oblivion. But you hit like he does, or at least he did when he's healthy, and that makes up for a lot of warts. To me, and to Sahad, when I was reading his piece this morning, that read like a defense of Wilson Contreras to a certain degree, and it also read as kind of like a yard sign. Look at all the things that Wilson Contreras could do for your franchise. I'm just saying.
Every comment about any player has to be with the understood context of the one thing that Theo is not going to do is compromise any value whatsoever, whether it's the value to the Cubs, value on the trade market, if everything's potentially a moving piece, he's not going to knock anybody. When you start to hear the other things...
One exception to that might be Addison Russell, but that's circumstances different. That are well beyond.
Some of the softer stuff, though, that taken together was meaningful. Again, in the reading of this, when he talked about preparation, and rather than having individuals preparing in their own ways and things getting siloed and everybody going about their own business. This was about culture. And this was about what he said. I don't expect it to be college baseball, but there's a little bit of that team thing, a little bit of rah-rah in there, a little bit of an understanding of culture, of some of the non-measurable stuff
that's gonna be tough.
I think they believe in.
That's going to be tough because they've got some very important players that trust their own processes when it comes to hitting. It took a while to get Javi Baez to a certain point where he's able to do what he does to Major League Pitching when he's healthy. Chris Bryant and his dad are very, very conjoined about their approach to hitting. And there's nothing wrong with those things individually. But when you put individual approaches, like you said, that are siloed all together in a team, it's difficult to create a cohesion. And therefore, it seems to me, it's easier to game plan for each individual hitter as opposed to a collective that has a philosophy on how to handle all the things Major League pitchers are doing now.
Bryant told us in his words, he said, I got guys on the bench saying, put it in play, hit a line drive. No, I'm trying to hit the bottom third of the baseball and hit it out of the ballpark.
Yes, guys on the bench.
He said, right. That's like he's got his approach, and you got guys cheering him on to have him do other things. He's like, no, I'm not listening to you. We are going to listen to Paul Charchian tell us how to figure out the weird world of the NFL and what's going on the fantasy front when Mason Rudolph is out there and Chase Daniel is out there and other people.
I think our conversation starts with drop all of your Bengals.
Oh, yeah. Well, I turned the game on, and then the game was on, and my eyes hurt, and my ass fell off, and I just decided I don't want this on my television anymore, and I turned it off.
Oh, you didn't watch the White Sox win the World Series last night?
No,
That was on. I flipped through that. Yep. Nope. Absolutely spent some time there.
That Uribe catch, if that was Derek Jeter, Joe Buck might have been a little more excited than he was.
You think?
Yeah.
There were a couple. You know what my biggest pet peeve, though, is from that 05 World Series, given the broadcast and everything? It's that Chris Berman was on the call for El Duque striking out three against the Red Sox with the bases loaded. And if you go back and listen, that is one of the gutsiest, most incredible relief appearances of all time, and Berman doesn't get it at all. It doesn't.
Doesn't register.
It's a terrible call. He gets Damon on this curveball inside, and it's like, oh, it's strike three. It's so bad. It is so bad. And that moment deserved so much more.
Is that the same game as the Graffinino error and the Iguchi three-run homer?
I think so. No, they were
trying to remember.
I think that was the next one. I think it was game one against the Red Sox. El Duque coming in. Best relief appearance of all time.
Charch next on the score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Verizon is building the most powerful.
Are you a first-time home buyer? If so, First Eagle Mortgage offers loans with little to no money down, even if you have less than perfect credit. If you're self-employed, we offer loans that don't require tax returns or pay stubs. I'm Herb Levin, owner of First Eagle Mortgage. We make the loan process painless with low rates and closing costs. Call First Eagle Mortgage at 847-441-4116. That's 847-441-4116, or go online at 1steeglemortgage.com.
Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, NMLS 453013.
If you're looking for plumbing and heating supplies, don't fumble away your time and money with those other places. Go to supplyhouse.com. Next day delivery, industry low prices, and replacement parts you can't find anywhere else. Supplyhouse.com, your online supplier for plumbing, heating, and HVAC. Take it to the house, supplyhouse.com.
You're in charge of hiring.
If you love soccer, you need to check out the latest soccer podcast on radio.com. The First 11, featuring Mr. Soccer Bill McDermott. Listen weekly as Bill interviews guests and covers topics from MLS expansion.
We have had some very real support and some real enthusiasm.
To European and Champions Leagues. The First 11, sponsored by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager, and famous among friends. Download and subscribe today on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK starting at just $495 per eye. So do what I did and stop putting off LASIK surgery. I'd been stuck in glasses and contacts for 25 years and only just kind of like thinking about LASIK, like, oh gosh, wouldn't that be great? Well, I had the surgery about a month and a half ago, and thanks to the folks at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, my results have been fantastic. I'm seeing 20/15, and at my one-month checkup, I even picked off a couple of letters clearly on the 20/10 line. Here's what it did for me, Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. They have a free consultation. You go in, and you learn more about the surgery. You learn that this is tailored to your eyes and your prescription. And that's the part that I didn't get. It's why I've been putting this thing off for a while. I just didn't understand necessarily that this wasn't a one-size-fits-all thing. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK makes the surgery for you. The consultation's fantastic. You leave confident in the next steps. Give Sharp Vision Modern LASIK a call. See why the team is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
The Afternoon Drive.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
I actually got a quote from